Attention, pleasure seekers. What if I told you there was a toy that was so iconic that it practically set the standard for all my favorite products? Allow me to introduce or reintroduce to you the Magic Wand. Dubbed the Cadillac of Vibrators, the Magic Wand is more than just a toy. It's a culture icon, a symbol of power and unapologetic pleasure. I mean, do you know any other toys that have been praised in Time magazine? Didn't think so. With a unique rumble that resonates deep within, the Magic Wand Original is not just a product, it's a trusted confidant. And it's a sure thing. Never had an orgasm? Try a magic wand. Never given your party a full body massage? Try the magic wand. Listen, it's rightfully earned accolades like Vibrator of the Year for decades. I've been so obsessed with my magic wand, I even drilled holes in my bedside table so that she's always next to me in case I need her. Well, that was years ago. Because now there are multiple iterations of the magic wand, allowing you to pick whatever model fits your lifestyle. You can go wireless with the magic wand rechargeable, tiny with the magic wand mini, or micro. Micro's really mini. Or go for variety with the Magic Wand Plush. The best part though, all of them have the same powerful orgasmic rumble that made the original so popular. So if you're ready to make some magic, visit sexwithemily.com/magicwand and discover why the Magic Wand continues to cast a spell on the world. Magic Wand, not just a vibrator, an icon of pleasure.
Hey everyone, thanks for listening to Sex with Emily. Tonight's show, mixed sex signals. How do you read them? Also, how to orgasm during intercourse with a new partner and troubles with threesomes. Can you believe that? People have trouble. They're actually having threesomes and troubles. We're going to talk about all that and more. Thanks for listening. Okay, you guys, you know, I'm always talking about how to mix things up in the bedroom. Well, Hustler Hollywood Stores should be your main destination. They've got the best toys, erotica, sexy lingerie. I was there last night trying it on. I should take some pictures. Maybe put them on my Instagram account. It's a really great store. They've got about 12 locations. And last night, I taught a workshop there about sex ed. It was sex ed, all the things you wish you learned in sex ed. We had a great crowd, and we went shopping after. And they literally have every single toy product on the market that you've ever wanted to buy. And it's a great date night activity. Like, go there, check it out with a partner. And if you go to any Hustler Hollywood location, just say Sex with Emily sent you, and you get 20% off all your purchases at checkout, which is awesome. But now, go to HustlerHollywood.com, use code EMILY20, and you also get a discount on the website. Because everyone needs a little added oomph to their sex life. Thanks for listening.
Look into his eyes. They're the eyes of a man obsessed by sex. Eyes that mock our sacred institutions.
Hey, Emily, you got a boyfriend?
Because my man E here, he just got his heart broken. He thinks you're kind of cute.
A girl's got to have her standards. Oh, my.
Do women know about shrinkage?
Isn't it common knowledge?
What do you mean, like laundry? It shrinks?
Can we not talk about sex so much?
Are you kidding me?
Oh, my God, it feels so good.
Being bad feels pretty good.
But you know, Emily's not the kind of girl you just play with.
You're listening to Sex with Emily. We're talking about sex, relationships, and everything in between. For more information, go to sexwithemily.com. You can check out, oh my God, all the things happening there. And I'm actually launching a new website very shortly, so stay tuned for that. It's going to be so much better than it ever was. I always thought my websites were pretty damn good, but this one's going to freaking rock your world. Anderson, can't wait for you to see it. Sign up for my mailing list and follow me on Instagram and Twitter and Facebook and Snapchat now. It's all Sex with Emily. Anderson.
Is Snapchat the one that like disappears?
Yeah, it disappears. And we're just starting.
Shady.
I'm just starting it. It is kind of shady. I'm just going to do like my nipples, like kind of half. You know, I've been waiting for a reason to just do like a 1 second, you know, maybe every day, like a body part.
Snapchat.
Your body part.
Your thing you've been waiting for.
We'll see. I'm just saying that. So, Anderson, I haven't seen you since your big premiere on Saturday night. I'm really, really proud of you.
Thanks, kid.
Yeah. Anderson had like a sold out crowd at Busby's East, which is a really cool bar here in LA.
It was packed. It was too many people. There's a bunch of people that were there that I didn't even see there. That like I know I found out that they were there afterwards.
Yeah,
it was like it was bigger than my wedding. Like, you know, I didn't have that many. I didn't invite that many people to my wedding. But yeah, it was essentially a capacity crowd, and unfortunately one of the two AC units was broken, so it was a hot crowd. And I'm kind of happy about that because it was hot and miserable in there, but people still stuck around
and
enjoyed it. Not
one person left. People didn't even go to the bathroom. They didn't even get drinks. No, I was really proud of you. Got up there. Anderson, if you guys have been listening for a while, you know that he's, you know, you've been a student of film for a long time.
I will always be a student of film until I lose my mind or die. Yeah.
We should all be students of whatever we love. Like, I'm a student of sex.
Right.
You've always student of film. So, but you released a bunch of your films, your short films.
I showed like the 4 or 5 things that I did before last year, and then I showed all the 5 that I really poured my heart into last year. And It was a success, I guess. And what's interesting is like everyone had different favorites, which was I was hoping and kind of thinking that everyone would be like, oh, this one's my favorite or that one's my favorite. But everyone across the board, it's like different. So I can't get a good read on like which one's the best to submit to festivals.
There's no such thing.
Yeah, I guess not.
No, why can't
everyone
you submit all?
Everyone likes different ones.
Why
it's
can't
weird.
You submit? Because they charge you a lot, right? Oh, yeah.
Festivals.
How much do they charge now to
like
get in?
$25 to $55, as high as $70 for some.
Well, for shorts, you think they cut it in half?
No, they don't.
Jesus. You know what you got to do? I have an idea. We'll talk after. Mm. Make friends with the people who run the festivals, because I used to do that, and we'll get
that's
to it.
That sounds like a lot of work, and I don't like people.
No. I mean introductions. Forget it. The point is, you're really talented. I was
Thank
so proud
much.
Of you. You got up there. It was a big
night.
You like
some of the movies?
Yeah, I really liked your movie. You know what I loved? I actually.
Which one was your favorite?
I know this is cliche, but I love Stanley. The one I love with
the one that I made for
dogs.
Free at my house.
Yeah, with your walking your dogs.
See what I mean?
Yeah,
like, that one I made by myself.
Just because I love Stanley and your dog, and I feel he's close to my heart. But I love the one that you won. Okay, I felt I never saw your short film festival one because I had to leave.
You had to leave,
and I loved it. I loved that.
The one that won the award.
I love how it was shot. Everything that won
the pedophile.
Exactly, the pedophile. I really love that one. I love seeing Dr. Drew cameos from like years ago. And you even credited me in one, but I wasn't in it.
No, you were. That's Mormon. That's my I call that my red balloon. There's really no dialogue. It's a Mormon going door to door, doing his, thing,
right.
As Mormons do. The elders, they go knock door to door.
Exactly, which I like that one, too.
And
I love that one,
he was getting
too.
Rejected left and right. And that was you. I don't know if you realize, but the door opens. And you can just hear a woman's voice saying, I'm a Jew. And then it slams in his face. That was you.
When did I say that?
I had you say it in here like months ago. All right, here we go.
Wait,
let's
dude,
talk
you
sex.
Know what's no? Can I tell you what's so funny? I was watching that, going, "Oh my god, I do that all the time." Whenever like religious people come to the door, I'm like, "I'm Jewish."
Do you say that?
Yeah, but I thought
but
that, but I
cast you
me.
Perfectly. Yeah.
So then I'm like, "Why?" Is, that's really funny.
You didn't recognize your own voice.
No.
You're like, I'm
the
a
sound
Jew.
Was our, yeah, but I'm like, that's exactly what I say, but I don't say that aggressively. But it clear, apparently
I
did.
I directed you to
okay,
say.
Okay, sorry, you guys. I just wanted to. But here's the cool thing. I really enjoyed meeting a lot of listeners, and there were several listeners there who said they listened to Sex with Emily.
Cool.
And then they became an Anderson fan,
Sweet.
Listening to the After Disaster and Film Vault, and they were there. And I met several people like that, and that cool. made me feel really good that the people are listening to all of our shows and spreading love.
And if we have any youngins listening, I'm going to do another one in the next 2 to 3 months, because that was 21 and over, and I know a lot of people couldn't come, and they wanted to come, but they weren't old enough. So
right. Okay, got it. Well, it was a good night,
let's
and I'm proud
sex.
Of you.
Let's talk sex. Thank you
very
much.
Okay, let's talk sex, baby. Well, happy podcast day. Hashtag.
Is that what that is?
Or just hashtag podcast day. It's trending today. I didn't know. Like, I looked at Twitter this afternoon. It's like trending.
Like today?
Today.
Really?
I'm like, why didn't I get the memo?
What?
Like, right. I was like, I tweeted. I was like, I'm confused. I thought every day was today's podcast day. I thought every day was podcast
day. For a lot
day.
Of people, for smart people, every day is podcast
Well, for the last 10 years, I realized my 10th year, it's been 10 years of podcast. No, but I'm glad. You know what? If it makes people wake up to watching podcasts. Everyone always blames all these holidays on like Hallmark, but I don't think that had anything to do with Hallmark. But I'm glad that, we got a holiday for what we do for a living. Mm-hmm. And my podcast also, Anderson, a few weeks ago, which was very exciting news, made it to 69 in iTunes overall.
Oh, I saw that, actually. You put
Facebook.
That on the old Instagram there.
Yeah, on Instagram. And I was like really proud, like a 200,000 podcast. It was 69.
Was that? That's why you put it there, because it was the
yeah,
number. Like if it was
never,
68, you wouldn't have been like,
no,
check it
boring,
out.
Boring, but right. still, I don't think it's ever been that. Anyway,
if
I was
it was number
awesome.
Two. You
and
wanna...
I love, I mean, happy podcast. The thing I want to say is I love all my listeners, because without you, there would be no happy podcast for me. There'd be sad podcast for me.
What does that mean?
It would mean that I couldn't
You'd
have
still
a happy,
do it if you had no
I'd
listeners?
Have a sad, but, well, if nobody...
That's really
okay,
sad.
Here's the thing. If nobody ever listened to my show, and I just did it, and it was like one download, like every Tuesday, I would probably like start another career. And I wouldn't have been able to do what I love. And my goal in life was to sit out and help the world have better sex and relationships.
I love
so
that when people say that.
Listeners.
They're like, we couldn't do this without you. It's like,
it's
yeah,
really
no
freaking
shit.
True.
Yeah, I know. But I like the idea of somebody saying, you know what? Even if you didn't listen, I'd do this.
No, but see, okay.
I like that.
I didn't. Here's the thing. I started it thinking no one was listening. And here's the other weird thing, Anderson, about the other night is that, and this happened to me at my hustler thing. I know this might sound weird, and maybe you get this too, but yes, we're sitting here in a room, just you and I talking, mm-hmm. and I'm not thinking like right now
oh,
there's millions
can't.
Of people
That'd
listening.
Freak you out.
Right. So every time I meet a listener, like this couple came up and they said, you really helped us with our, they told me about their relationship, and I'm not going to say their names, but they're listeners, and they said, there's that your premiere.
Right.
In the hallway. They're like, hey, so we're waiting to have sex till we get married, and we've listened to your show.
Oh, that's Brittany and John, the Clausens. Yeah.
Okay, they don't care if you say their name?
I made all of that up.
Oh, okay, got it. So anyway, the sweet thing was that they were just like, yeah, you've, what did I say? Oh, yeah, you really, helped our sex life and our relationship. And I thought, they really listened to your show. And I thought, well, that I'm grateful. That's
did
why,
any...
because my dream to save the world one orgasm at a time mm-hmm. is working. Go ahead.
Did any listeners try and take you home?
No. I don't think I've had a listener try to take me home.
Really?
I know. I should really sleep
with
a listener.
You shouldn't say that. You should not say that out loud.
No, I haven't. Especially but the last night at Hustler Hollywood at the workshop I taught, I'm just telling you guys, it was so cool. It was called Back to Sex Ed Basics. And so I really broke down like all the things that you wish you learned in sex ed, which, you know, they teach us like anatomy and they teach us like don't get an STD and wear condoms. But this was about like, yeah, anatomy they showed you in sex ed class. But this was like, here's these like hot pleasure points on your body that you didn't even know about, like the way certain body parts work. And I went through like the, you know, how to really touch someone the best, manual stimulation, oral sex. I touched a little bit on everything.
You can do it. You can
but
say
the
it.
Thing, yeah, a little bit on everything.
Your tongue all worn
but
out.
But there was these women who came in who've been listening to the show for a while. This one woman, mm-hmm. Kirsty, and she brought like 10 women. This energy was amazing. It was like their girls' night out. They drove in from like Orange County for the night. They were, most of them were blonde, hot chick. There was a brunette. I was like, all these hot girls. Nothing to do with blonde, but it's funny because I posted on Instagram. Someone's like, oh, brunette blonde. Anyway, they were so sweet. They were so open. They really wanted to learn. And it was funny, like, because at first, you know, when I do these workshops, I'm thinking, do people know this or not? And it was just such an interactive crowd. Everyone asked questions. They learned a lot. And it made me think that I really want, this was a great one. And I felt that it helped a lot of people in ways they need to. And I'm proud of it. And I would also like to take it on the road.
You should.
So if anyone wants me to come speak in your city, let me know. Because it was like, it went on and on for 2 hours. People were like, questions. And then I took everyone shopping, helped them buy vibrators. It was a good time.
Up and down the
aisles.
Up and down the aisle.
Oh, yeah. Dude, I'm like the sex toy whisperer. Like, if anyone's like, I have a tilted cervix and I can only orgasm, you know, leaning on my left elbow, I'd be like, this is the vibrator for you.
This is what you do.
Exactly.
Did they have the Jeju Mimi?
They did. They did. And I loved it. I was like, here's my favorite. They're like, and it was funny because there was like, my listeners were like, oh, you talk about that all the time. There's the Crave Vespers. Cute.
So if you ever do want to like pick up on Emily at one of these events.
What do they have to do?
Here's what you do. Here's a perfect line. You just go up to her and say, hey, will you show me that at home?
Right.
Can you give me a little lesson at home?
Can I come over and check out my Sibian? Yeah, that's right. That's not going to happen.
You got a Sibian at your house?
Oh, yeah.
What?
I didn't tell you
this. Is it like furniture? Like, do you say you can sit on the love seat or the Sibian?
I have to tell you, this is going to be, I mean, okay, Sibian,
those are like $15,000 automobiles.
No. They're not. They're like, how much are they? I don't know. They're not as much. No, they're like 1,000-something.
Okay.
But here's the thing.
It's a lot for an orgasm.
It is No. It's not about orgasm. It is about retraining your body sexually and learning how to be more sexually responsive and how to have the most incredible pleasure of your life that you'd never be able to experience without experiencing this toy, because it's the only one that's set up. It's kind of like a saddle, it looks like. It's not like big and intimidating. It's the most powerful like toy. And you
can you sit
and
you, on it.
Yeah, you mount it. It's the only one, it's the only product.
Goes inside.
No. That you can mount it like you're in the cowgirl position. Mm-hmm. So then if you, for example, let's say you have never had an orgasm and you're like not really comfortable with it, you can like try it out and see like, you could rub on it. It vibrates, you know, obviously it's, but you could also have the attachments. There's like different dildos that attach to it, bigger ones, smaller ones. And then you learn to move. So like if you've never had a G-spot orgasm, you can do that.
Does it have like a little door on the side that you can push and it opens and the attachments are in there?
Yeah.
Is it like self-contained?
Oh my God, dude. I got the cabinet, because here's the thing. I got it and it's just sitting out of my house.
Right.
So I was like, okay, I need some way to, you know, I got to cover it up because my house is kind of small.
It's not a transformer. It doesn't
it becomes like a couch. Right. Exactly. No,
That'd
but what happens is they sent me the cabinet. Uh-huh. So now it looks like one of those ottomans, you know, that you can take off and store things in. So it's great. Oh. I need it anyway. It matches my house. And also, here's the other thing. It's not just for women. It's for couples. So think about it. You know how I always talk about how like mutual masturbation is a really hot thing? Don't you like you're not going to freaking answer this. Would you say the typical man likes to watch a woman like get off, orgasm, masturbate?
I know there's a lot of that on the old internet, sir, so I'm assuming
so. So let's say it's your partner and she's, you know, you're touching her, you're kissing her, like you could even climb on it too.
Right.
And like you're caressing her, touching
there's
her.
Enough room.
Totally enough room. So it's like, and then you transfer that and then you have sex, but she's getting off. She can give you a blowjob while she's on it. And a lot of couples like learn how to actually have sex on the Sibian. This is not my first time talking about it, but I have just mounted it. Let's just say that.
Okay. Congrats on
and
that.
Thank you. Sibian bubble. No, people keep asking me. I broke my Sibian bubble. I don't want to get attached to.
This is like having a threesome with an ottoman, essentially. Now your family could come over. Your mom could throw her feet up on the chair, right?
Yeah, not wouldn't matter. No, it. No, it's leather.
She
it's really nice.
Have no
it's
idea.
Got all these. I think men can use it for prostate. It's actually the coolest thing I've ever seen, and I think it's worth the investment.
How long did you get it?
How long ago?
Oh yeah.
Okay, well, I got it probably about a month ago, but I didn't use it until I got it a few months ago. Right. I got to be honest, and I really like.
part of me was like, oh, this is going to be, you know, I was really excited about it because, you know me, like, try everything once. Right. I'm a trisexual, right. Try everything once. And I thought, you know, it's going to be this thing. But really, I took it out of the box, I plug it in, it's ready to go. Like, I thought it would be more complicated with all these parts and stuff. And then it's like, take some time on your own, like, figure it out. And then it has these really cool dials. It's 30 years old, the Sibian.
What?
Yeah, it's
but
I
not
mean,
this model. This model.
No, it
model.
Has not changed.
What?
Yeah, 30? It's got like dials
was
for the vibrator.
Was it Dr. Sibian that created it?
No, it no. The most amazing thing. This guy created it.
Was he trying to like
in
make
Ohio.
A weapon?
No, he came to my sex school when I was in graduate school. Okay, and he invented the Sibian, and he's like, you know, probably I want to say that he's probably about like 75, 80 right now. And he invented the Sibian.
Please tell me it was like by mistake though. He was trying to find something that could like buff out your shoes. Polish your shoes for you.
His name's Dave Lampert, and okay. I don't want to say. Actually, I don't remember the entire story. I can look right here. He printed his lady. I don't want to talk about the whole story because I'm actually going to get into it more, and he's going to be on the show. Okay. So he was speaking at my sex school class. He lives in Ohio. His whole family's involved. Like they're so into. And this was like 4 years ago in grad school. I was like, wow. And I talked to him after, and he's just a lovely man with this great story about like how this is like he wanted to invent something that helped couples. It wasn't like the salacious. You know, thing. And because people, you know, it can get a bad rap or it seems weird, but it's like the family business. And he's from Ohio, like a nice guy from Ohio. Anyway, so that's how it got. And that's how I met him. So I met the people from Sibian and they're like, well, try it out. And so I was a little intimidated, but then I pulled it out. It was so easy. And then it was like, it has these dials. So like, it's like a spaceship, two right. separate dials. One's for the vibration. And then one's for the, if you have the attachment inside of you, the silicone attachment, you could start to rotate that like G-spot. You could figure out all these things about your body. I didn't go into the attachment part yet.
Not yet.
Anyway, to be continued.
You're not there.
This is going to call the Sibian Emily yet. Sibian Chronicles because I'm telling you, it's getting
After
it's getting
3 months of dating, perhaps you get to that
right.
point.
But I couldn't believe how easy and great it is. And then I got the thing, the ottoman. It's changed my life. Cool. I'm never leaving my house again. So yeah, it's been a big week for sex toys and sex.
You're just kidding. Emily's shows from this point on. No. Like, hi, welcome to Sex with Emily.
No, it's not, it doesn't have to, yeah. I'm going to tell you more about it another time. Yeah,
let me ask you a quick question.
Please do.
What happened to the vibrating beds?
What do you mean?
The beds, like I'd always seen them in movies, where like you go to
a
sleazy motel and you put the quarters in and it vibrates. Like I think
that's a really good question.
What happened to those? I missed that window entirely. I've never seen those.
It was like
I can't imagine what they would do. What would they do for you?
I don't know.
Is sex good when earthquakes are occurring? I never understood, and I never got to try one out.
No one's going to come in 2 seconds during an earthquake. Maybe the aftershocks.
I think they probably give you a little more than 2 seconds for a quarter.
Well, the earthquakes only. You said during an earthquake.
Earthquakes
last like 6 seconds, and you're usually freaking out, taking cover.
19 minutes or 30 minutes or something.
You think people had orgasms? They're like, let me get on the ground.
That's what I'm saying. I don't get it. I don't get the vibrating
beds. I think it was like in movies.
Only movies.
At like seedy hotels in Vegas in the 60s. But vibrating beds, it's funny because they have had all these smart beds lately. Do you remember that bed that was a Sex and the News story that it was going to measure like how often you got busy?
And it would give you shit. It's like you're not having sex enough.
You guys haven't banged in 2 days.
A nagging bed.
I need someone else.
Worse.
Yeah, I don't need that. Okay, let's get into a little bit of sex. Oh, I got one more thing to say. Yo, listen to this, people. I'm going to bring you the call-in show that you've always wanted.
Colin Farrell?
Call in. Oh. Call into my show on Wednesday, October 7th, 1:30 p.m. to 2 Pacific Standard Time. You got to call in with the number one question you've always wanted to ask me. You won't be there. I'm sorry. But we're doing a call-in show October 7th. And all you got to do is follow me on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, or follow my newsletter. I'll give you the phone number before October 7th. And I want to talk to all of you.
Enjoy that show.
Sorry, you won't be there. You can come. Oh, that's cute. You're going to come to the 10-year reunion. You and Menace will love each other.
Okay.
So, what'd you say?
I will fight him.
You will not.
I will challenge him to a duel. I will slap him with a white glove.
Oh, you guys will be cute. It's going to be the best. We're talking to the improv people.
Quick question. Who's Menace?
You're so funny. It's a one-way battle. Okay. So, here's the deal. This is our first Sex in the News story that I'm going to break to you, and I have mixed emotions about it. A man molds his junk into dildo for his wife as gift. She gives it to her sister.
Oh, Christ almighty.
You got to hear the details. So have you ever heard of the Clona Willy? They sell it at sex toy stores.
Yes. I didn't know that's what it was called.
It's
but
called
I've heard
Clona
of people
Willy.
Doing this, yes.
And they sell it like Good Vibrations. You know, if you use coupon code Emily, if you want to get a Clona Willy. You mold your penis.
Right.
And then you give it to your partner. You make a dildo. Here's
or
the interesting thing.
EBay.
Or you sell it on eBay. But here's the interesting thing. This is from Reddit. Reddit was the infamous Today effed up story. They have like that on Reddit, I guess.
Right.
This is his words. Okay. For an anniversary gift, I bought one of those Clone a Wheelie dildo maker at the local adult store. I molded my junk, gave it to my wife as part of her gift. I never told her it was molded after myself. My wife is not a prude, however. She never used it or never admitted to it. My wife's sister was over for dinner tonight. Like, this is like real time. Tonight, her husband is out on an appointment, so she comes over a lot. We're having a conversation, and she tells my wife she's getting lonely without her husband and can't wait until he returns in 5 months to get laid again.
Oh, hold on. I got just the thing.
Yeah. So she says, oh, I got just, she goes, go to an adult store. The sister says, oh, I can't. I'm nervous. It makes me anxious. She says, you know what? Wait a minute. I got something for you. She goes upstairs, brings it down, says, here you go, sis. Here's a dildo. I never used it. What'd she say here? And she said, she runs upstairs, comes back down, puts the molded dildo on the table and says, as you can see, never got around to using it. Sister-in-law takes it, are you sure, and leaves the house, right? So the guy's saying, my sister-in-law left 2 months ago with my dildo. I don't want to do. I'm never going to tell. But here's my, first of all, how bizarre is that? Why would he go through all the trouble of molding his penis?
And just give, did he get embarrassed at the last second? And does she not notice the similarities?
It's somehow similar. But she never used it.
Story's bullshit.
I don't think so. I don't think so. Like, I could totally see this happening, but I don't under... Maybe it was in his mind. He's like, yeah, I want to give her a sex toy, but I'd be super jealous if it was anything bigger than me. That could have been it.
That is a very logical explanation.
Bottom line, he's in a pickle with his pickle, and that's a story. Okay, yeah, I'm going to tell you one more thing. What?
Can I tell you one?
Please. Add-on? But you cloned your Willy once, too, and it got stolen?
The movie guy. I got the film vault going on over there, and I watch a lot of movies. There's a great movie called The Final Member. Have you heard of The Final Member? It's a documentary.
No.
And it's about the one and only, thank God, penis museum that's actually in Iceland. And they are looking for, the whole documentary is about, they're looking for the final member. Because this guy has penises of all across the animal kingdom. The one penis he's missing is human, right? So it's their, the movie is, it's documentary, real life, the quest to find a actual human penis.
And how hard could that be?
They get an old guy who's like kind of like known as a coxman in Iceland. He's kind of like a famous dude. He's like in his early 90s.
Right.
And he's like, as soon as I die, you can have my penis. And they actually do a mold of his penis, but it goes terribly wrong. Right. So they got footage of this poor old man having like plaster being beaten off his penis. And then they come across an American who wants to give his penis while he's still alive
because it means sweet. That much that's to loving. Him. See, people
it's
really
a great
care.
Documentary. It's called The Final Member. It's on
I'll
Netflix.
Check it out. The Final Member, where this guy, you know, he has two members now. So anyway, that's one thing. The other story, you didn't like that. I thought that was funny.
No, I like it. It's just disturbing.
Why is it disturbing?
Do you think that he beats off thinking about his sister-in-law using his penis?
No. I think he's going to have to let it go and block it. He's going to have to block it. But I'm just confused why he went through all that trouble. And that's my story. So, okay, here is another thing I got to talk to you about. The best sex positions for women. These are ranked, okay? Mm-hmm. Remember Joanna Angel?
She's been on my show events. Yes, I watched her pee on a man once.
Exactly. She did pee on a man. And she's been a guest on this show. She's got a website, joannaangel.com, cam girl. She's like a suicide girl-ish, you know, but... Mm-hmm. Before Suicide Girls. Cool check. She did this thing for Thrillist. What?
While they were still alive, the Suicide Girls, before they killed themselves.
They did not kill. I had one on my show a few weeks ago. Sorry you weren't here. Moxie from Suicide Girls. It was an awesome show. So if you guys didn't miss that podcast, you should check it out. Mm. Even though you weren't here.
Did she have tattoos?
Yes.
Shocking.
Okay. These are the bottom three positions, okay? This was from Thrillist.
This is the worst. The ones
these
they
are
like,
the worst. These,
like
the these are like the least ranked. I'm not reading them all because it was like a list of 20. This is the bottom of the barrel. And I agree with some of it. Okay. 69, number 20 out of 20.
Yeah, the ladies don't
totally
like
agree.
That.
It is the worst sexual position
you guys
ever.
You can't multitask.
Yeah, and I know. Exactly. I can't multitask. When I'm going to have an orgasm, I want to lay back and do it. I have no problem going down on you.
Right.
But I can't do it simultaneously. Like at all. I can fake it. But I get guys like it, right?
I've heard.
Because you're like, my dick's, I can multitask my dick's saying something. Right. Like, I could, like, you know, do like complicated math, probably.
Poor dudes dig it, yes.
Yeah. But for me, it's like,
looks cool too.
You gotta relax. I don't love it. I don't want to be like, I don't want 69 being shot
in my
face.
I like the standing up 69. That's a fun one to watch. It's funny.
Oh, when the woman person's upside down and they're like sucking it. Yeah. That's like an acrobatic move. The other one that I disagree with is standing up. This is the bottom two. Mm-hmm. Standing up. Well, having sex when they grab you for a second, it can be really hot. Not the whole time, not the entire sexual endeavor. But sometimes if you're like against a wall and a guy like slides you up the wall and you wrap your legs around him, I think it's hot. And this says if you're able to do it, it involves her arms wrapped around his neck and he hoists her up and involves leverage and a chair and blah, blah, blah. And she's wondering if she's too heavy. Oh, that's it. She's wondering if she's too heavy.
Right.
I never think I'm too.
You guys get all stuck in your head. I wonder if I'm slipping.
No, I'm thinking this is hot because his chest is bulging.
Because you're anything but heavy.
That's true. Sorry. Okay. So here's the
joke. Hang
curious?
On to you so you don't like float
Should I
up
take
into
a quick
ethers?
Break and come back and tell everyone the top two?
I feel like that's a good tease. Yeah.
Okay. Oh, how about me teasing? Uh-huh. Okay. Well, this is what I can tell you about. This is my little tease for the tease. Emily and Tony. Emily and Tony down under comfort.
Down on the comfort.
If you want any area on your body, including your balls, back, breasts, feet, if
elbows.
You chafe at the gym, elbows, this is for men and for women. Not obviously the ball part is for men, but it's like if you use talcum powder, it's carcinogenic, it's messy, gets all over the place. This is a replacement for that. It's a cream to a powder formula. It doesn't get all over the place. It smells light and citrusy. It's all vegan. It's a natural, but you guys don't care about that. All I'm saying is if you wear this, you don't wear it at sweating. And if you all of a sudden get a random head, like someone's like, I'm going to give you road head, but you're like, I didn't shower. And then you were wearing down under comfort. You wouldn't have to worry about that because your junk would still be fresh and dry.
Added layer of confidence.
Right. Thank you for being very succinct. And someone emailed, Taxa tweeted me, it's changed my life down under comfort, Emily. My balls don't stick to my thighs while I'm at work. TMI. Men never want to hear other guys talk about their balls.
Nah.
Okay, so here's the other thing I have to tell you. Go to emilyandtony.com. Get down at her comfort right now. Use coupon code EMILY for 20% off your first order. And also our massage candles. I'm not going to get into that now, but they're amazing. We have a special new price on those. So check it, check it, check it. What's wrong?
Nothing.
You look like scared.
There's some activity in the hallway. I was trying to figure out what that was.
Where's your dog? I wish he was cuddling with me.
My stand man?
Yeah.
My stand. I know you called Stanley she twice.
I
know,
I do that a lot. Mm-hmm. No, I always use dogs with
my
the female pronoun.
My wife's mom is like that. Like she calls all dogs.
I call all animals she.
Her. And it's like, or maybe she calls them all
people
he.
Think I like don't I really don't. Like their dogs, but I don't mean it. Okay, so here's the top positions ranked. Oh. Girl on top.
Girls like that because you guys like the control.
Yeah, exactly. So it's one of the perfect positions because it gives us all the control. We have the switchboard. It's like we can be like, I'm going to move up. I'm going to move down. The pace, the depth, the speed. I can rub my clitoris however I want it against you. And men can certainly contribute to this because they like, you know, grab your hips, pull you forward, all that stuff. So yeah, girl on top is a good one. Number one, missionary. Missionary gets
you
a bad rap.
Boring.
But
bitches.
It is the most popular because if you're always doing it missionary, like anything else, it could get a little boring.
Missionary is solid. I mean, if missionary didn't exist and if you invented it, it'd be the greatest thing ever.
Sometimes you just want a little missionary.
It's a weird world Sometimes where a missionary doesn't exist. But I mean, face to face, right?
In a world in a where world. Nobody can have missionary
have to
sex.
Everything you know for that scenario to take place. But like, it's solid. I mean, it's made fun of a lot. It gets a bad rap, I think. It is the go-to. It
but
is
there's
good.
Some little hacks you can do with it, too. I mean, I think the reason why we all like it, men and women, is because, like, he's still being, like, kind of dominant and you're feeling, like, his body on
face-to-face
you.
Face-to-face is nice, too.
Yeah,
you're
face-to-face and you can, and, like, she can also, though, start to do her things where she, like, she grabs his hips, opens and closes her legs, puts her knees back, wrap her legs around his back. Like, a woman's got to participate. She can't lie there, like it says here, like a starfish.
Fish always get a bad rap, too. The fish in my world are constantly moving. They don't even sleep.
I don't
fish
know. This
are
is
Joanna always
said. I wouldn't say start, but I'm saying if you don't want to just lie there, I'd be like, oh,
like
but, you know, okay, that's what I got to say about that. That's what I got to tell you all about the top positions, if you didn't know.
Interesting. What country was that? L.A.? You know,
Thrillist.
L.A.
It was Thrillist. L.A. Probably L.A.
Oh, I'm a dumb person sometimes.
You are a dumb person sometimes.
Hey, you're supposed to say
just
no,
kidding.
You're not.
You're so smart.
Thank you.
What else? There was something else I was going to tell you, but I'm just going to get... Oh, thank you, everyone.
Emails.
Oh, you know, it was sweet emails, but there was a woman last night who I said, she said I answered one of her questions on the show, and it was really helpful to her.
What was her name?
Her name was Kirsty.
What was her question?
Her question was about...
I'm joking. We shouldn't do that.
Oh, dude, I don't want to do that.
Yeah.
Okay. But she's awesome, and she was so sweet, and she brought all her friends, and I love you guys. Big kisses to you amazing
big
girls.
Big kisses.
Big, big fucking kisses. Okay. Mixed signals. Oh, first of all, emails.
Yeah.
feedback@sexwithemily.com. I read all of your emails, and I try to let you know when I answer them. That's a new system in place, and we want you to know that we try to answer
them all.
Yeah.
Somebody reads them all.
Yeah, we all read them all.
Yeah, okay.
So the other thing is that when you're emailing me, it's great to tell me your age, where you live, how you listen. Thanks a lot.
Sex.
Okay. Sex. Yeah. What?
Well, what? Your sex.
Oh, male, female.
Sometimes it's been confusing.
Yeah. Okay. Emily, I've been married for 20 plus years. We divorced for 2 years and then got remarried again about a year ago. Our sex life has always been great. Recently, she's not been very forthcoming in a prudish way, if that makes sense. She says she wants me to be more aggressive, but I don't get that vibe from her. She seems disinterested about sex most of the time. We communicate great, but I hate having to bring up sex all the time.
I need a little bit of help. I hope this makes some sense. Thanks. Sean, 48, Washington, D.C., suburb. Okay, so I read this and I'm thinking, okay. And then I had to reread it again. And he's like, I'm like, back up. He's been married. He was married for 20 years. Divorced for two, now they're back together. First of all, that's interesting.
That happens more often than people realize.
I guess it was kind of like, so I'm thinking like maybe they're probably in their 50s or like late 40s, mid to late 40s. So if you're just getting back together, it's like makeup sex, like on crack, I would think. Like you're like, oh, we've been apart and stuff like that. And they always had great sex. So I'm curious what's going on here. She could be having some medical issues. She, you know, menopause, perimenopause. She taking medications, whatever it is. Because we always have to rule that out. Now, if you never had sex issues before, that's why I'm thinking that it could be something to do with something medical. However, if there's still resentments, if there was some cheating involved, if there was any unresolved issues, that could also be holding her back. But really what you got to do is just talk to her about it. I mean, you guys are back together again. You know, it's so interesting because when couples, you know, he's like, I don't want to talk to her. When a couple is having an issue with their sex life, no matter who's having it, one partner is having it, it's both of your issue to deal with. So you need to just talk to her about it and be like, let's get to the bottom. You know, is it that you're not into it? You ask her some questions about it. She wants you to initiate more. So, I mean, I could just go off and say, you know what? She wants you to be aggressive. She wants you to throw her on the bed, try something new, seduce her. But you're saying she's prudish. I'm confused by that part. I'm saying just don't overthink it. Why don't you plan a sexy night? You must know after 20 years what turns her on. Maybe she likes a massage. Maybe, you know, she likes going to a dinner. I would plan a night that revolves around her. And maybe she likes lots of foreplay. I don't know what your wife likes, but you do know. So just don't overthink she's going to reject you. Just try to bring that back. Try to think back to all the great sex you had. Think about one of the most memorable times you guys are at sex and try to recreate that. See what the hell happens.
And the foreplay begins when you open the door for her at the car on your way to dinner. That's
foreplay begins after the last orgasm.
You're right.
I don't know what she's into, so this is why it's so
confusing.
But it
sounds like, you know what? Make it all about her. Like, that was a great
point. Make it about her.
Yeah.
Make it about her and worshiping her. Don't make her feel bad because he says here that he, you know, we communicate great, but he goes, I hate bringing up sex all the time. So when I hear that from a guy or a woman, how are you bringing it up? Mm-hmm. It's all about your tone, your timing. Are you saying, babe, you never give sex anymore? That's the last time she's going to have sex. So you got to reapproach. You got to like reconnoiter.
You making up Yiddish words as you go?
Reconnoiter. You got to figure out the right way to talk to her about this and be straight, be real. Don't make her feel guilt or shame.
Yes.
I'm having a hard time speaking today.
Like Johnny Carson.
Do you know why? Because I talked for 4 hours last night straight in the workshop. What did you say?
I think Johnny Carson got married to that, divorced and married back to the same woman. It's three different women, I think. At least two.
So of his like seven marriages,
More than that. But like, yeah, he'd get divorced and then they'd get remarried. Like that's a person addicted
and
to marriage.
And then divorced
like
again. Right. Exactly. Yeah. I don't understand that. I actually am always skeptical of.
What happened?
I don't know.
Like, you just said skeptical and you fall raked out. You looked at me like...
No, I'm like, my nose is stuffy.
You're doing fine.
Okay.
You're doing
so
fine.
I'm skeptical always of people who get back together after breaking up.
Right.
Now, sometimes it's great. It works out. If there's like a come to Jesus moment, but you've worked on things. But oftentimes,
What's that?
It means like that moment where you're like, okay, let's, you know, either we're going to make this work or we're not. And you haven't come to Jesus. It means that the moment of truth, when you have a revelation, you think, you know what?
Clarity.
This is the person. I know I'm Jewish. I'm saying Jesus. Oh. This is the person I want to be with. And you're
Jewish.
Like, it's amazing. What?
He was Jewish.
I know. Okay. I get it. Would you can't do those things when I'm talking in little things.
I can't.
No, it's hard. It gets me because I'm getting off track.
Because you're a lady. I know.
My point is that typically we tend to put our exes on pedestals sometimes. Mm-hmm. We have this euphoric recall.
Idealize them.
So, yeah.
Yeah, we're on the same page.
So we tend to have this euphoric recall where we think, God, it was so amazing, and we remember all the good things. So I'm often worried about people getting back together when you're just remembering the good stuff. Now, if you also acknowledge there's some things that weren't so great, but we're working on those, we have systems in place to deal with whatever it is, our sex issue, our money issue, then you might have some help. But if you're just getting back together because you missed each other, not a great idea. Okay, moving on. So good luck to you. What?
Good luck to you.
No, yeah. Sean, seriously, I'm so glad that you listened. I'm so glad you emailed. And maybe you guys can listen to this together. You know, it's also interesting. A lot of couples I've met lately are like, we listen together and it helps us. And I love it. Because people.
Especially awkward conversations.
Yeah, no, it's like, it's kind of like, I'm like the third party. Like, they're like, you don't want to have it. So just be like, listen to this. And then they talk about it after. It's like a book club, but it's a podcast club. Happy podcast day, by the way. Mm-hmm. For the second time. Okay, ready?
PC day. Go ahead.
I know. I wasn't invited, but I'm glad that it's happening.
I think everyone's invited when it's internet like meme type hashtag bullshit thing.
I just
thing.
Think I would have gotten a memo.
Yeah. Happy blowjob day again.
You'd think I'd be told.
Yeah.
Okay. Hello, Emily. I'm a new listener and trying to find tips on how to orgasm. I've been married for a little over a year now, and I'm 24 years old. I've never been able to experience one. My husband and I are not comfortable with sex toys, and I've tried doing research on different ways to orgasm. I read that as he is... fingering me or inside me. You like that word?
It's a little graphic.
To tighten my muscle until I really intensify it and then release. It's definitely helped the pleasurable experience, but I don't know what an orgasm feels like in order to figure out what I'm feeling or looking for. Any help is welcome. Belinda, parentheses, fake name.
Carla.
Belinda. This is an awesome question because it's actually one of the top questions I get asked is how the hell do I orgasm if I've never had one before? And but it's always there's always different scenarios. So that's why I love answering this question, because it's really important and you need to take measures into your own hands, Belinda. So you got to take some time without your partner, because what you're doing now is, which is great, you're doing what we're calling, you're called
what is she doing?
She's doing what we call her Kegel muscles. She's she's squeezing and
she
relaxing.
Said muscles. She
now let me tell you. She's clenching her PC muscles around his penis, which is a great thing to do during sex. A lot of women, you know, have orgasms when they have strong PC muscles. Mm-hmm. And have you ever had a woman like clench at your penis when you're having sex?
I don't know.
Oh, Jesus Christ! I need another goddamn
it's
penis.
The pelvic floor.
Yeah, it's a pelvic floor muscles. Yeah. Right. She's tightened it. And yes,
George
so
Carlin has a whole bit about this.
Okay, I'll listen to that. It's a great way, Belinda, on your road to orgasm to do Kegel exercises. But the thing is that. You need to have some time alone. Because if he's not going to figure out it for you, like a lot of women think, like, someday my prince will come and so will I. Mm-hmm. You think that your husband that you're with, you got to figure it out, like a lot of women do, that during intercourse is when you have your first orgasm.
Right.
But for many, many, many women,
by yourself, ladies.
Yeah. So a little time without him. You don't want the pressure, and you really just have to start getting to know your own body. So usually that starts with like a night where you like lock the door, or I don't know where you have to go, take a bath, and you seduce yourself. You do all the things that make you feel relaxed and calm, light a bath, have some candles, play
some
music.
Open the door for yourself.
Yeah. Open the door for yourself to the bathroom, mm-hmm. And then lock it. And then you just want to start getting familiar with your body. So take orgasm off the table. Like, I'm getting this sense here, Belinda, that you might not have spent a lot of time just like letting your fingers like run all over your body. A lot of it, women don't.
Let instinct
your
take
nipples
over.
Like run, like take a bath, use some lube, get in bed, like just touch your body, your stomach, your inner thighs, like tease yourself. Okay, see what feels good. Pay attention to like what sensations feel good, what don't. Then you get to your clitoris. 8,000 nerve endings.
That's
there's
too many.
A lot of ways to touch the clitoris, okay? Uh-huh. That's where a lot of women start. So you want to make sure that, you know, use some lube. It's great to use some water-based lubricant and just start touching yourself. Again, no expectation. Flat fingers, massage circles around it. You know, you might want to put fingers inside and just start exploring, because the more you get comfortable with this and the more you do this, you will be able to orgasm. But here's the other thing, Belinda. It is not an overnight thing. First of all, you've got a lot of probably thoughts in your head about like it hasn't happened. Why isn't it happening? And I have a friend who did this on her own, never had an orgasm before. We were in college and she was like, I'm doing this. And she spent 30 days every single night, Anderson, masturbating. And she said, I'm going to get there if it kills me. First week, no orgasm. Second week, no orgasm. But she did it. She tried. Third week, she had an orgasm. She figured it out. She like explored the fingers. Like, who puts that much time in?
A desperate woman.
But now, mm-hmm. she had an orgasm. Until this day.
Yeah. She hasn't left the room.
No. She's married, kids. She has multi-orgasms every time during intercourse.
Thriving.
Because I believe she spent that time. So I'm saying spend this time. Now, here's the other thing. I'm not saying that, Belinda, it's going to. You could just do this stuff by yourself, try it a few times, but then it's okay to bring your husband in, show him what you're learning even before you get to orgasm, but you just, all this is going to happen on your own at the beginning, and then no problem bringing him into it. Have a good time. Figure it out and also go to my website, sexwithemily.com, because we've got tons of blog posts on there about masturbation.
She loves her research.
Who does?
Belinda. Here's what I'm hearing with Belinda, too, is like the fake name. She said research at least once, maybe twice. I mean, it sounds like I'm picturing her with like a chart on the wall and, you know, trying to like mathematically solve the orgasm.
She's been researching what she rewrite.
Yeah. So I know you're probably going to disagree with me here, Em. She's 24. Glass of red wine. Listen up a little.
No, no, it's so funny. Menace always says that.
She needs to get in touch with herself and let her brain relax.
You think she's a little type A?
I think she's a little
bit. Well, I kept saying relax.
I mean, right down to the fake name, Belinda. I mean, who's going to know?
Yeah, but
Belinda,
come on. We wouldn't have known.
Yeah, okay, no one's going to know.
That's a really good point.
Sarah,
you are intellectually going after a physiological experience.
Absolutely physiological.
So you are intellectually trying to tackle it, and that doesn't work, because I tried that too. I had my own orgasm issues.
So clearly.
Oh, my God. I didn't even know they existed. You've all heard me tell me this story, but I didn't orgasm either. I started having sex.
You were the woman, huh? For 30 days?
I was that one.
You were the one.
No, that's my friend. I wish I did that. I never had that much. I'm not great with routine. You know me. I was like, I'll do it for a day. But I started reading about it. But what you realize is that it's not, you put 100 women in a room and they're all going to orgasm different. They're all going to masturbate differently.
At the same time?
Yeah.
With each other?
I'm going to do that.
That's
going to be
movie.
My next short film.
Where can I find that?
But what I'm saying is they all touch each other differently. So as much as you research, and I get it, you like research,
intense.
It's going to be all about your body, and all the research you need is in your own hands right now.
Absolutely.
And in your bedroom. Okay.
All the tools you need. But a Jeju Mimi would help you.
I'm not sure why you guys are opposed to toys. I'm not going to go there right now. But I'm going to say one thing about it. I'm going to say one thing about toys in the bedroom. We use technology in every single areas of our life to enhance it, to have a better experience.
Everything?
Almost everything. Think about how technology has
I'm trying to think of something.
Okay. So why not bring something that's battery operated, rechargeable, into the bedroom that could enhance your experience? Doesn't replace your experience. You know, just because I'm on the internet doesn't mean that I'm not interacting with Anderson right now because I'm looking at my computer.
Yeah,
it adds to it.
Yeah.
I'm not printing out and wasting
that's
paper.
True. Right now. You're not.
No, I'm just saying people who are opposed to it, it's like, why don't you just try a vibrator and then we'll talk?
Like a dude that masturbates by himself without a fleshlight or anything. That's like one of the only things that technology, if he's not looking at a computer, he's just using his brain old school way. That's like one of the only things you can do in the world that doesn't involve some kind of man-made technology.
That's true, but now it does because everybody is surfing their computer.
Most, but I mean,
surfing the web. That's true. That's sometimes you use your imagination.
I feel like I'm going to, I'm.
And not all women use toys either. You know what I'm saying?
I think that the next generation of kids that are coming up today, they're not going to be nearly as creative or tell good stories because they weren't creating things
that's
in their minds
true.
When they're beaten.
But here's exactly, you're right. Yeah. We are the last of the great storytellers.
That's why there's so many remakes that can't tell good stories. They're remaking movies over and over.
We're the last.
Absolutely. Yes.
The last of the Mohicans. Okay, but there's the other thing I want to say about that is about the technology part, is that it's not that you like need toys. It's just that since only 30% of women actually orgasm during intercourse, and even of those women, it's probably half the time they actually do orgasm. So it's not of any lack, nothing to do with your partner. It could just be, it could be a million things, time of month, your mindset. So having a toy there is to help you get there is great. It's a little added bonus. Plus toys enhance your experience, meaning you might already have orgasms, but then you have one on your nipple, and then you've like a nipple and a clitoral orgasm. Or you have one, like, you know, you put it on his shaft or under his balls and you tickle it and he has this crazy. It's like, it's for both of you. And it's just like, it's like going to the movies and then getting popcorn. It was great, but when you got popcorn, it's something better that I could say that. That's the first thing that came to my head. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Like going sober, not being drunk while watching a movie. And actually,
do you get drunk?
I don't. I refuse. I hate that. I'll never see a movie for the first time while intoxicated on anything.
It's really
because
yeah,
I can't talk. I'm not allowed to talk about a movie if I saw it drunk. I have no valid opinion. You know what I mean?
Don't you think sometimes you're, but maybe it's not. Okay, I get it. How about if you were like,
Fast
mushrooms.
And Furious was awesome. It was so good because I was drunk. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Totally, no, I'll go see a movie like for the third or fourth time for sure.
Drunk
hammered,
for sure.
Or on mushrooms.
Right. I was wasted at your movies. So I actually don't remember any of them.
Oh, you
I'm
bitch.
Just kidding.
I saw Natural Born Killers like while on acid. Bad times.
Yeah, it was bad.
Bad times.
It's a waste of time to do it. You're right. Do you watch TV drunk?
I don't really watch TV.
Me neither.
Yeah.
It's on
Who has
my
time?
List.
Who has time?
Nobody has fucking time.
Yeah.
I don't know if people have time. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, okay, one more.
One more email.
One more email.
M-mail, we should go home.
Okay, let's go home.
M-mail.
Okay, M-mail.
Yeah, It's like email, but it's M-mail.
M-mail. You're right. I'm going to rebrand it. Okay, threesome troubles. Emily, my girlfriend and I, also a girl, have had threesomes with another girl numerous times. It's my girlfriend's fantasy. Anyway, I want to have one with a guy, but I remember talking to my girlfriend in the past about it, and she said, no way. She has no desire to watch me or have sex with a guy. This is my fantasy, and I really want it to happen, but I'm just not sure how to convince my girlfriend to go along with it. Should I just forget about it? Thanks, Stacy. Lesbian couple.
Oh, okay.
They have threesomes with girls sometimes, but Stacy wants you with a guy. Mm-hmm. She just wants to do it. So here's the thing. You're in a committed relationship, and it's all about agreements and negotiations and relationships. So some fantasies that we have to stay fantasies. So if you're truly okay just like letting it go, I would say maybe you guys can just kind of start role playing, you know, during talking about it and seeing if it gets her turned on. Like that's happened to a lot of couples being like, I'm imagining a guy right here, like with you, whatever. That could be start to it. Yeah. Ease her into it. She could also use a strap on, you know, you could do something where you, again, role playing, strap on. It's okay. You know, what was I going to say? So it seems like,
She has to figure out what's more important.
Yeah.
Having a threesome with a dude or this girl.
Well, that's the thing with relationships. I know. Well, it's not like
how important is it?
Right. So if it's not that important, again, it's all about compromise. So you could say to her, you know, or just see, maybe it's, I don't know if you just brought it up because sometimes seeds have to be planted. People need to think about it for a while.
I know a lot of lesbians, though, and a lot of them hate the idea of penis anywhere near them.
Right. Well, I wonder how she'd be if she was with the guy without her around. She's just like, I don't care. I just don't want to be able to see a penis with you.
Perhaps. But perhaps that's a huge violation.
I wouldn't push it. If she's telling you she's uncomfortable, let it sit for a while, and then try to do some of the other things I talked about. Role-playing enhancement. Bring it up again. Get to the bottom of it. See it. Maybe, you know. Never say never. It doesn't have to die, but it is negotiations and decisions we make in relationships. We all make sacrifices and compromises.
Right.
Unless we don't get to relationships, and then we don't have to. Okay, Anderson.
Yeah. It was really good to see you again and do a show. I feel like we haven't done a show in a while together.
I know.
It's been a while. Right?
I know. It's been like a really long while.
It has been a long time.
I just wanted to say one more thing here.
I know. I can tell. You're looking. You're searching furiously through your fake brain, which is your computer, looking for
something just shut down. Tell me something else. What was your podcast about this week?
Oh, Film Vault. Yeah, actually, I'm glad you brought that up. We did
me
top
too.
Five movies that are didn't like the first time you saw them, but you ended up loving after you went back, which is rare. And it's hard to like think of movies like, well, if I didn't like it the first time, why would I see it a second time? But there's a pretty decent, healthy list there. Actually, my list, my number one lines up with the listener's list, because we always do a top five listener list as well, where our producer stockpiles all the answers, so the submissions from listeners. Also, we talk about the new movie Sicario, which is going to be a big movie that comes out this week. And
okay,
we
good.
Both talk about that.
I love that you do. I got to listen because I've been seeing movies lately and I need to.
I yell at my co-host quite a bit, Bald Brian from the Adam Carolla Show. I pummel him and scream at him and he defends himself.
That he doesn't see movies?
I got really mad at him this week.
Why?
Because he wanted to talk about the end of Sicario, and it comes out like today.
Oh, you can't ruin. You can't
spoil. He's
like,
we'll talk about it at the end of the show. I'm like,
You guys, it's a very delicate art there to review a film and not give it up.
I know how to do it. He can't.
Okay, well, you got to teach
him. My bald friend. No, but I always guard him. I make sure that he doesn't give away anything too massive.
Okay, good. I love it. So check it out. Check out Anderson's podcast. All I was going to say is that I love you, The Film Vault. I want to thank you, Anderson. I want to thank Madison and everyone in my office, Lori and Alyssa, for being such a great team. Also, like I said, I've got good stuff going down on Instagram. So check it out at Sex with Emily and Twitter and also YouTube. We've got a killer YouTube channel going. I love you all so much. Thank you so much for listening. Was it good for you? Email me, feedback@sexwithemily.com. Okay, everybody, it's time to talk about the Fleshlight. It is, because I have not even talked to you about it the entire show, and the Fleshlight is pretty friggin' amazing. In fact, at my Hustler Hollywood workshop last night, I had some guy show up just hoping to win a Fleshlight, so I just had to give him one. We actually gave some away, and he didn't win, but I gave him one anyway.
Oh, how sweet.
And then some of the women were like, I want to touch it, feel it. You've been talking about it. It's like part of the family. Uh-huh. It's like the longest relationship I've ever had with the Fleshlight.
Did you see, were any women like trying comparing sticking to their themselves fingers in it. And then doing themselves and going back and forth.
They were like just saying that it's like, no, you give them a hand job with it, you use lube with it. It is a male masturbation sleeve. And like I'm saying, it's not necessarily technology per se, but it's something that will enhance your orgasm. It'll give you a different orgasm. You can use it alone, with a partner. It simulates sex. Check it out. Go to sexwithemily.com. Click on the Fleshlight banner and use code Emily, and you get a bottle of their award-winning Flesh Lube. Love you all. Thanks for listening.